The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Man, that's great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Let you turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew's Gospel account, chapter 19, verse 26. And it reads, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." May the Lord bless his word. You are seated in the presence of the Lord. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, this is important for us to understand. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is a word not new to the church. We've heard it, but my desire is that we understand it and then practice the principles for profit, and more especially give God all the praise for what he shall do because we understand what he's saying. To know the story, you back up a few verses, and Jesus is talking to a rich young man who has the world at his feet. He has all that one's heart could desire, and this man wanted more than that because money and fame and stuff cannot minister to the soul. It's good in this world. It's good for our flesh. It's good for here. But there is a deeper longing, a vacuum underneath our skin that money can't do nothing about. That houses and cars and land and fame and folks and all the rest of that can't help us with. Our soul needs Jesus. But the young man had a choice to make, and it was either accepting Jesus and giving up his worldly goods or keeping his worldly goods and passing Jesus by. And he knew the young man wanted more, needed more. He was used to all of the trappings that his success had gotten him. But yet there was still something missing underneath the skin. My brothers and sisters, whether you're rich or poor, may I submit to you today, you need Jesus. I don't care how high you are or how low you are or anywhere in between, your soul needs Jesus. And so the young man was sorrowful because he had great riches. Jesus turns to his disciples and he talks about how hard, how difficult it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom. And when the disciples heard that, they were amazed, because Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven. Now, if anybody knows what a sewing needle looks like, at the end of a sewing needle is a very small loop. And that little loop, that little hole is called the eye of the needle. And I remember being a young boy and watching my grandmother put a little thimble on her index finger and taking some thread, and she'd wet the end of the thread and put the needle up toward the light and try time after time after time, and then she said, oh boy, try and get this thing through this. Trying to get that little thread through the needle. And Jesus is saying that it is easier for a camel. Now, if any of you know anything about a camel, you know a camel is a very large beast of burden. It's tall, it's high, it has a hump or two depending on the camel style. It has a long neck, and it's an unsightly beast, but it is a beast of burden. And it's designed for carrying heavy loads in the hot, sandy beaches. Its hoofs are designed to take the radiant heat that comes off the sand and to endure days without water carrying heavy loads. Yeah. And Jesus, who speaks this where it is very familiar to those to whom he speaks, who understands this message. And it was a familiar saying. Anytime somebody wanted to say something was impossible, they'd say things like, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for so-and-so. Little Jewish boys down there playing marbles want to say, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than you to beat me at marbles. That saying was just that common, and they understood that. But when the disciples heard that in light of going to heaven, they were amazed. And the Bible says, but Jesus beheld them. The very word beheld means that he discerned clearly what their thoughts and their words were. They said it behind his back, but he was tuned in and heard them in the spirit. And he said unto them, with men, this is impossible. In other words, no rich man can make it to heaven depending on his riches to get him in. It is impossible for men, period, to make it into heaven any other way than by Jesus. Matter of fact, John 14 and 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And so he's telling them here that it is impossible for men to make it to heaven without him, without the right team. So here's one thing I want you to look. If you're writing down notes, here's what he says. You've got to pick your partners. Pick your partners. Somebody say, pick your partners. With men or with God. But you've got to pick your partners. You see, when you decide to do things man's way, then that means you've decided to turn away from God's way. God's way is different from man's way. Matter of fact, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. God's ways are diametrically opposite from man's way. God's ways are up, man's ways are down. You'll never get to God the way that man tries to do what he does in being successful. That's why whatever success man gains on this earth without God, he leaves right here. He can't take it with him. It's not transferring to glory. But when you have good success, then that means you have God success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. And so it's important to understand that in this life you're going to have to pick your partners. What team are you on? What team are you on? Jesus says with men this is impossible. But if you pick God, not only is this possible, but all things are possible. So somebody say again, pick your partners. But not only is he talking about picking your partners, he's talking about pick your plan. Because he says, this is. With the understanding that heaven and all of his immortal glory belongs to those who belong to God. Why would God let you in his heaven and you have no relationship with him? How is it that you want to live the way you want to live down here, and when you die, you all of a sudden want to go to heaven? You wasn't fellowshipping with him down here. You didn't like his rules down here. The party that's going on up there ain't nothing like the party that's going on down here. It's a praise party going on up there for him. And if you don't like praising down here, what makes you think you're going to be praising all the time up there? See, at least down here, it's 24 hours a day. There is no S-U-N, son, because the S-O-N, son, is the light thereof. So there's a constant praising and lifting him up. And so if you don't enjoy it here, what makes you think you're going to be able to do it there? The plan of God is that God has the ability to change all of your situations, to conquer, change, and control every condition you face if you learn how to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Oh. I love the fact that with God's plans, all things are possible. Not with man's plan, but with God's plan. Everything that I have need of, everything that I desire according to his word, listen, I can have it or do it or be it according to his word, because with him it is possible. Possible. I can move from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum with God and God alone. I can come from nothing, being nothing, to having something and being someone only with God. I have the ability to speak those things that be not as though they were with God. I have the ability to conform to His word and walk in authority with God. I have the ability to cast out demonic spirits with God. I have a right to the blessings, the benefits, the healing, the deliverance, everything that God says is mine. I have it with God. They do not happen without Him. And so many of us miss God when we don't accept Him, His word, His will, and His way. And Jesus wanted them to understand that with God, not only must you have Him as your partner, not only must you pick His plan, because His plan includes your purpose for your life. No other plan includes the purpose for your life. That's why folk wander aimlessly, wondering, what am I here for? People who gain great success, money, fame, glory, all of that, still wonder, what am I here for? Start taking drugs, alcoholism, all because there's an emptiness on the inside, because they don't know who they are or whose they are or why they're here. But God reveals His purpose for your life. And God can take the bad and turn it into the good. What the devil meant for evil, God makes that the best thing that's ever happened in your life, because He's got that kind of power. Whatever the canker worm has eaten up and destroyed, God can restore it. Jesus was praying in the garden, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." He prayed three times for God to not let him drink from the cup. But listen, it was His purpose. He came to drink from the bitter cup. But He wanted to know, God, if there is a plan B, an alternate plan that I was not made aware of, now would be a good time to tell me. But God did not change His plan.
That's right.
And what a bitter cup Jesus drank from. Well, if God didn't change it, what was the sense of praying? I'm glad you asked. God sent an angel down, listen, to strengthen him. Strengthen him. And when he was strengthened, do you know what he literally told the men who came for him with knives and staves and bats and spears, et cetera, and all of that to take him? He told them, come on. Come on, I'm ready. He told Peter, put your sword up, Peter. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. This is the hour that I came for. What shall I say now? Lord, don't allow this hour to appear. He said, no. And what am I saying? That there are some things God wants us to face and to deal with that He'll give us strength.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
Paul prayed three times. Remove this thorn from my flesh. The apostle Paul, the anointed man, the man who was able to raise folk from the dead, the man who put aprons and handkerchiefs on his body and sent to sick folk in other cities and places, and they were healed by the handkerchiefs that had been on his body, that had transfer of anointing on it, and they got that healing. And here he was with a thorn in his flesh that he couldn't get rid of. And God said, listen, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And so you see Paul doing more single-handedly in the New Testament than any save other person other than Jesus Christ. What am I saying? That in spite of your situations, your circumstances, in spite of what's going on in your life, you are a winner with God. See, right there was a good place to clap if you understood it. Only the winners clapped. Let me go back and talk to the losers for a minute. The Bible says with men, this is impossible. So men deal with, live with, every day of their lives, impossibilities. But those who have chosen God as their partner are winners, and all things are possible. We live in the realm of possibilities. I don't care what men say. The record is, whose report will you believe? If God says you can, you can. And so those who partner with God have the promise that all things are possible. Look at every miracle in the Bible. It went against the laws of nature. When Bartimaeus was blind and heard Jesus was coming by, he called for Jesus, not the people. The people told him, shut up. He raised his voice up higher and called on Jesus. Jesus! I said, man, we done told you, shut up. Bartimaeus was like, look, I ain't talking to you. This don't concern you. Jesus! Bible says, and Jesus stopped where he was and called him to be brought to him. And isn't it amazing that the same folk that told him to shut up were the same folk had to bring him to Jesus? I'm just trying to tell you, if you know who to call on, God will make your enemies your footstool. If you know who to call on, God will make the naysayers see that God's got this thing fixed. If you will learn to trust God, God is the one who has the power. Not men. And so as I close my feeble message this morning, pick the right partner. Tell somebody, God is my partner. Do you know you're saying something when you say, I partner with God? When you partner with God, do you realize that you've got his help, his strength, his support? Do you know when you partner with God, God is not in the habit of losing? When you partner with God, do you know all things are well when God is your partner? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When you partner with God, God gives you his plan. Yes, and his plan, he knows, Jeremiah 29 and 11, the plans he has for your life. To bless you. To give you an expected end. That's his plans for your life. To take it up higher, to enrich it, to bless it. And then in the end, you win. Can you imagine all the possibilities that are just waiting for you? Oh, yeah. all the possibilities that God has in store for you. All of the benefits, all of the miracles, all of the blessings, all of the things that God has waiting for you. And the joy of the glory of this gospel is, in the end. Matter of fact, let me back up a little bit. When I picked up, and I want to throw this out parenthetically before I close this message again, Jesus left the choice up to us. He says, with men, with God, who's doing the choosing? You are. You choose whether you're going to do what men say or you're going to do what God says. So when you choose to be with God, God has already chosen to be with you. And then when you choose him, you get his plan, you get his power, you get his provision, you get his protection, you get his peace. I wish I had a helper in the house. You get everything that belongs to God that is now shared with you, and you win not only in the end, but guess what? Right now. Right now. Matter of fact, why don't you turn to the neighbor and say, you sitting next to a winner. Now, somebody who really means it, say it like you're talking about yourself. You're sitting next to a winner.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Let me hold you.